I've been working for them.
Hello, this is Diana.
Hi, Diana. This is Shalette calling from Local Splash. How are you today?
Hey, Shalette, how are you?
Good, good. So I understand you're trying to add other people to your business Facebook page, right?
Correct.
Okay. So the way that that's done, like Eric has access currently because we have his personal profile page, and that's the only way it can be done. So whoever you want to add, we need their personal Facebook profile link.
Okay. Okay.
And then we can give them admin access to this business page through their personal page. And now it doesn't mean that it gets connected in any way or shows to the public that there's a link.
Can you do it to my Facebook page? Because I'm the one working with the marketing company. Okay.
Exactly. Okay.
Well, I'm already on there as an admin. I guess that's why I'm confused.
Okay. Well, you may have already asked before, and even though, like, in the notes, in the original notes, the one place that I can see it is happens to be facebook.com.eric.rice. Okay, but I got a feeling in my memory that you had also given us your personal link. I just can't see it.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So if you have admin, then you should be able to do it too.
No, I wasn't. Yeah, so I went through the settings, preferences, admin, and I didn't have the button to approve that marketing company. So maybe I should try under Eric's. You think I should try that? Or is that something you could approve them?
Well, we can do it, but, I could also try to get to the bottom of if you have the ability. Give me just some more.
So she sent me screenshots of buttons I should see, and I never saw them. But I never tried Eric. I was just using my own.
Gotcha. Well, let's see. I'm going to send you the email right now. The email The email that we normally use when we're asking you to add us as admin. You can follow those steps exactly to add someone else, or you can give me their personal links and ask us, and I'll get it done for you, whichever you prefer.
Okay, hold on a second, Diana.
What brand of shingles do y'all usually normally use?
I got a story for that, but I got to take care of this one thing. Yeah, no, you're good. Yeah, we got to talk about that. I was hesitating to tell you, but I'll tell you in a minute. I'm trying to find myself over here. Okay, my inbox. Oh, it was in my sent messages. Okay, hold on a second. Don't hang up. Okay, so I was just talking to the homeowner. Okay, here we are. Oh, golly, I don't have my glasses. BVM, which is Best Version Media. Can I forward you this email that she sent me? It's really long.
You could, but it can confuse. Can you just copy the link out of it that we need? We don't need their instructions.
Okay.
We only need their personal profile page.
Oh, I see. Okay, let me see. Copy link. I think this is it. First, switch your Facebook business page on the computer. That's my business page. Next, do you see the professional dashboard? Once the professional dashboard is open, click page access on the left-hand side. On this screen, you should see our request to toward the bottom of the page under Partner with Access. You should see Best Version Media Dash Digital.
Sounds like they're inviting you. Sounds like they're inviting you to something instead of the other way around.
No, she said switch to your personal. I'm sorry, switch to your business Facebook page. So I went to my business Facebook page. Okay, next, do you see the professional dashboard, which I did? Crap.
Okay, you know what? Forward us the email, and I'll see if our team can sort through it from there, okay? Because this is not the normal way that we would do it. It sounds like they're inviting you to something rather than the other way around.
Okay. And what email what's it called? Your email?
Support.
Support?
At localsplash.com.
Okay.
And if you're doing it now, I'll grab it
and
get it to our team and ask them what they can do. If they're able to figure it out from there, fine. If not, I'll give you a follow-up call, okay?
Okay. And you know what? I apologize. We had an appointment last week, but my cell phone is spamming out spam call, so I have to add this number as not a spam telemarketer. So
right.
I think
put us in your contact.
I'm so sorry.
Local splash.
Yeah, so I have to save you all okay, I just did that because it happened again this morning where the call gets forward. I signed up for that. You know, if it says telemarketer, it goes right to voicemail. So I was waiting for you last week, and I was like, like 5 o'clock. I was like, why is it in voicemail? Okay, and then it happened again today. And I'm looking at my phone. I said, it says spam. That's why I didn't get you. So thankfully, it clicked. Except call fast enough the second time he called. Okay. Good. I sent the email.
All right. I'm going to tell you if I see the email, and then I'll find out if our team can, because what you're describing is not what we normally do. It shouldn't have to work that way. So I'll find out. Okay. Let's see.
Okay.
You or Eric have, oh, they're saying you, neither you or Eric have full access. Okay, it looks like your page is owned by Meta Business Manager, Local Splash. Okay, so they've given some kind of request. Okay, Facebook permissions.
Okay.
Facebook access. No, that's just their email, Facebook access. But the request is pending approval. Okay. Ads and insights. No, they're not gonna get access into the Facebook ads. Well, I'll find out from our team exactly, but we're not even running Facebook ads for you anymore, which means they could, if they're doing Facebook ads, they would be able to do it anyway. Well, I'll find out what our team can do, and I will definitely get back to you, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.